Good afternoon. This morning, the council was briefed by SRSG, Mr. Wolfgang Weisbrod-Weber, and the personal envoy of the Secretary General. We received two briefings this morning on the situation in Western Sahara by the SRSG, Mr. Wolfgang Weisbrod-Weber, and by the personal envoy of the Secretary General, Mr. Christopher Ross. Both informed that the situation in Western Sahara remains calm and stable under the current ceasefire agreement. We were informed that the latest initiative to hold bilateral consultations with the relevant stakeholders toward achieving stability or mutually acceptable political solutions to the issue are ongoing. He told us that this initiative is acceptable to all the stakeholders. Council members, in very broad terms, support the inclusive approach and urge the parties, not only the parties, but also the neighboring countries and the group of friends in particular, to deepen their commitment to the negotiation process. Council members also commended MINUSO for his vital role in monitoring the ceasefire. In my national capacity, I would like to add that the restiveness of youth, not only in the camps, but also in Western Sahara, is something to keep an eagle eye on. We cannot afford a combustible situation by the youth. They must be occupied. They must be inoculated against any temptation to be restive. And this is not a phenomenon in the camps or in Western Sahara alone. It is a global phenomenon. We're having an increasingly youthful population all over the world, and it is important that we keep our young people gainfully occupied. Thank you.
On this issue of a human rights monitoring mechanism. It was initially in the first report that was going to go to the council, and then the word mechanism came out of the second one. And a lot of people are looking at the council to see whether the mandate will involve some type of monitoring of human rights, a mechanism. What did this come up? Can you give some sense of the council members beyond the group of friends, their view of this issue, and why the word dropped?
I know you raised this issue the other day with me. It never came up. But speaking in my national capacity, I did raise the issue that MINUSO is the only mandate without a human rights component. And it is important to do it, to include it, in view of the contemporary practice of multi-dimensional mandate.
Was there any response to that? What was your sense of the response to your national capacity statement?
I made my statement very, very clear.
Madam Ambassador, on the discussion on Myanmar, what was the sense of the council on the report you heard from Mr. Nambiar and the way ahead?
Well, Mr. Nambiar gave a briefing, and the briefing ended there with all our varying perspectives. I'm afraid I cannot discuss it now. Thank you very much.